our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, day before deer season, November 14th. 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. More bills preparing to be rammed through in the lame duck session. Michigan Innovation Fund passed in the House yesterday with bipartisan support. So Republicans joining the Democrats in the state government funding things to promote business here in the state of Michigan. In an attempt to stimulate entrepreneurship and bring jobs and startups to Michigan, or at least prevent them from leaving, the legislation would create a way for grants, free money, folks, to be given to venture capital funds as investment in Michigan's economy. This budget implementation legislation would create the Michigan Innovation Fund, will invest $105 million in five separate early stage funding programs. These bills would basically help promote Michigan startups. To do this, the Michigan Early Stage Venture Investment Act, as well as the current Michigan Strategic Fund, would be amended under the bills to allow Venture Michigan Fund to make initial investments into and directly to venture capital funds. The bills are intended to keep these funds self-sustaining by reinvesting profits rather than following the format of the previous Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund. Additionally, this legislation would require a $60 million investment from the Venture Investment Program to be deposited directly into the 21st Century Jobs Trust Fund, which would then be used for the Michigan Innovation Fund program. Sounds like a bunch of shell games to me. But regardless, the bills passed with Republicans and Democrats. One of the co-sponsors, Democrat State Representative Farhat from Dearborn, said today's votes are a clear signal that the state is going to invest in entrepreneurs and innovators. While submitting four substitutes for House Bill 5652, making a technical adjustment to House Bill 5653, adding a sunset provision that would require reporting in 2025. Well, in addition, House Bills 5651, 5652, 5653 all passed with a mix of yays and nays on both sides. But ultimately, 74 to 35, 71 to 38, 71 to 38. Democrats and Republicans joining each other, a kumbaya moment in Lansing. Let's spend more taxpayer dollars on luring businesses and jobs to Michigan. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by our sponsor over in Sheboygan, Megawater. John and Jamie Davis, veteran-owned. Artesian spring water right out of the ground. Never exposed to any air. Comes right out of the ground directly into the bottles, into your jugs. You can purchase refillable jugs from them. All you have to do is call them, tell them how many 4-gallon jugs you would like. They'll fill them up for you at $1 a gallon. Schedule an appointment for you to come pick them up. You pay them. You've got a month, 2 months supply. We store them in the garage. Now that the weather's changing, they're nice and cool, cold. We bring them in the house. We go through roughly about 7 gallons. I have the larger jugs that we purchased. Probably about a week, I would say. 4, 5, 6 days, depending on how much we cook with it. We drink mega water every day with our program. Maintenance, maintaining our weight with Missy's program. We cook with it, iced tea, coffee. Love the coffee. Oh, my God, it's unbelievable. Best tasting coffee ever. pH balanced. All of God's green earth's minerals in the water. Absolutely highly recommend it. We've become addicted to it. It's the only thing we drink. So give them a call, 231-818-9700. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Call. Tell them how many jugs you'd like to purchase. Get them filled up. Go over there. Pick them up. Store them at your house. Stop drinking your tap water. So many reports. Missy has been scanning people up here in northern Michigan now for over a year. She says, Randy, it's amazing how many of these people are contaminated with PFAS. Amazing how many people are contaminated with chemicals that should not be in their bodies. Well, John and Jamie's MAGA water, been tested, fully looked at, none of this garbage in it. The best artesian spring water in northern Michigan, not exposed to the air. Maintaining all their minerals, their content. Definitely, definitely highly recommend that you start drinking mega water. I put them in touch with Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig. They're going to start carrying it at the new location. Michael Kamishek put them in touch with Griffin Beverage. They're distributing their water now. Folks, you need to get this water. You'll absolutely love it. My eyesight has improved. I cannot believe how much better I can read and even see signs at far off distances. My eyeglasses are broken. They're just, I can't even see with them. I put them on and everything's fuzzy. My eyes have improved that much. I believe it's because of MAGA water. Patriots Relief, CBD products, all the stuff that we're taking with our sponsors, absolutely love it. So again, give them a call, 231-818-9700. More stuff coming from Lansing, lame duck session. Paid family leave makes a final push with legislators. Advocates for paid family leave policy yesterday made one more attempt to inject the proposed policy into the lame duck agenda as legislative Democratic leaders try to figure out what they can and can't do before the end of the year when the Republicans take over January of 2025. The Michigan League for Public Policy, MLPP, and Mothering Justice, two organizations, are among those making the final push for working people having access, listen to this, at least 15 weeks, almost 4 months, of paid leave for those who bring a new child into their family or having to address family-related illnesses, taking care of senior parents, diagnose pancreatic cancer, other life-threatening diseases, needing to take care of them as they enter the final stages of their life, probably before calling hospice in. Senator Erica Geese, Democrat from Taylor, said in yesterday's press release that Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, the Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, is still ironing out the details of what exactly is going to be taken up in this lame duck. Geese said, "I'm hopeful that this is one of the things that becomes a priority. Hopeful we'll know sooner or later what the landscape looks like." Well, the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity has recently released two new reports that expose health, employment, and economic impacts of what paid family and medical leave programs would do to our economy. As part of its Poverty Solutions series, the University of Michigan recently released a report that there's a growing body of evidence that providing at least partial pay for workers to attend to give major caregiving responsibilities and to their own medical needs can be a safeguard for health and economic well-being of workers and their families. A second report by Patricia Stoddard Dare of the Mothering Justice Organization reported that the paid family leave decreases poverty and reliance on government welfare, increases the labor force, and doesn't affect productivity and has at least a neutral position on labor force participation. Are these people economically stupid? I got a very simple question for you. Small businesses have employees. Let's say they have 2, 3, 5, 10 employees. You're saying that if they have a baby or they need to take care of a senior parent, grandparent in their family, that you would have to pay them to stay home for 4 months out of the year, 15 weeks. One third of the year, this employee would be allowed to stay home and be paid their salary, their hourly wage. And these small businesses would be able to absorb that and be able to stay in business, and that it would have no impact on their business or profitability. Oh, that's right. The story doesn't talk about that. It talks about decreasing poverty, reliance on government welfare, labor force participation. Well, yeah, because you know why? While people are staying home for 15 weeks getting paid, these businesses would have to hire somebody else to replace them, while yet still sending them a paycheck to stay at home. I cannot believe that there's Democrat support enough to pass this. 56 Democrats in the House right now. I cannot believe that there's enough Democrats that would support this stupid, insane policy. Even though it is a lame duck session and many of them are not coming back, 4 seats swung from Democrat to Republican. I'm sorry, I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. going from a 56-seat majority down to 52, making them a minority party. 58, possibly 58 Republicans, depending on the outcome of Steve Frisbee's race down there in Kalamazoo. We're going to talk about that in the last half hour. I simply cannot believe that there's going to be 56 yes votes in the House and 20 yes votes in the Senate. But yet this one state senator, Erica Geis, from Taylor, is pushing it. We'll see whether or not it gets put on the agenda for the lame duck. A couple other bills that I'm looking at. Let's see, this story might take us a little... Yeah, we'll start it right now. We'll tee it up. We'll continue on the other side. State Representative Julie Brixey of Okemos, Rachel Hood of Grand Rapids, have joined organizers and advocates on the Capitol steps yesterday for bills that would provide driver's licenses to all, regardless of citizenship status, and create a bill of rights for renters. We the People Action Fund is holding a slate of activism events designed to put pressure on the legislature to pass packages that are relying on the dwindling days of the Democratic trifecta. 10 a.m. yesterday, Brixey said she supports the Drive Safe Safety, Access, Freedom, and Economy package because Michigan farm workers need driver's licenses to get to work. Luna Brown, a disabled transgender woman who spoke at the event, said Democrats have spent too much time trying to appeal to moderate voters who don't deliver for them in the election cycles while claiming they will deliver for their communities. Yesterday on the House floor, from the House gallery to the House floor, advocates for these driver's licenses dropped papers about 2 inches square, large Spanish letters calling for actions on the bills, leading the Speaker, Joe Tate, calling for order from the guests in the gallery. Specifically, the papers said, resist the vote till driver's licenses for all. Why do they want driver's licenses for these migrant farm workers? Why? Because under the current Voter Motor Registration Act that was passed under Terry Lynn Land, well, guess what? They get a driver's license and they register to vote. It's basically what they're trying to do. They want these migrant workers to have driver's licenses claiming so that they can drive safely. That's not their total agenda. They want them to be able to register to vote, even though they're not even citizens of the United States. Democrats know time is running out.